We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
John was the most incredible person I'd ever met. Aviation was John's love and passion. He was present as a Marine and present as a dad, as a husband. It was a normal, ordinary Wednesday for us. When I was picking up my daughter from daycare, my friend that I would carpool with mentioned that there was an aircraft that went down. In an instant, you know, your life does change. And you, especially having children, have to decide, how am I gonna do this? I got a message from a friend, and they said, there's this foundation called Tunnel to Towers, and they said on TV that they're going to pay for your and John's mortgage. And it just felt like a frozen moment in time that I'd never forget. I'm so grateful for that.
By giving $11 a month, you're joining us on our mission to do good. Go to T2T.org. It only takes $11 a month to make a positive impact.
$1 million will be on the line for a field of top juveniles at Los Alamitos. It's the running of the Golden State Million Futurity on Sunday, October 27th. They'll be dreaming of riches, led by fastest qualifier, American Dreamin'. This filly was simply sensational in the Golden State Million Trials. Plus, Lethal Cowboy 123 and Big Bang Rocket will be looking to repeat their big trial wins. And can Ultimate Battle win a Futurity after two runner-up finishes? The Golden State Million Futurity, Sunday, October 27th.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
All righty, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Sunday as we wrap up another racing week, coming to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station. And this studio station is the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in your gaming capital, and on the YouTube South Point Studios broadcasting streaming as well. We come to you right here from the, and right behind us is the book. Sports book and race book. The race book, people are already filing in to get their early morning coffee and get ready for some handicapping throughout the day and betting. And of course, right behind us is the sports book that's filling up already because there's an early football game in Europe that's happening. So they're out here rooting and screaming for the NFL as they begin another Sunday of action. And just a lot of good stuff happening, that's for sure. We welcome you to the show. We welcome all of our listeners who happen to be listening in town at our anchor radio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM. We're later on today and 107.1 FM as well. where later on today they'll be broadcasting the Los Angeles Rams football game right there on Sports Talk 1400 AM. And, of course, all of the other streaming that we have, our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world.global, your iPhones and your Androids. We're covering that with the apps. The KSHP app will get you listening to us through the radio station. The YouTube app, of course, you can see us and hear us through YouTube. And, of course, that's for your iPhones and Androids, and I guess your Google phones now, too. And yeah, whatever device you got, there's an app for it, and it's there. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting as well. So we welcome you to the show as we wrap up another racing week, looking at the racing Las Vegas style here in Las Vegas. But now you know that we're getting down to the nitty-gritty as far as Breeders' Cup is concerned. And, well, we're getting real close to the Breeders' Cup. Look, 2 weeks from today, we will be talking about all the great performances in the 2 days of the Breeders' Cup, because it will be gone, because there's only 12 days, 4 hours, 24 minutes, and 15 seconds and counting until we start the whole thing. Okay? So 2 weeks from today, we'll be telling you how great some of the events were, how the races were, and hopefully we'll be cashing some tickets as well. That happens, of course, 12 days from now. Now, here's what's going to happen next week. Tomorrow, Monday, anybody who has a horse that wants to enter into the Breeders' Cup must enter and declare the going into the Breeders' Cup tomorrow. Tomorrow's cutoff day. It's a deadline. That's it. Once tomorrow passes, nobody else can get in the Breeders' Cup, okay? So they enter for the Breeders' Cup proper tomorrow. And then on Wednesday, coming up on Wednesday, the Daily Racing Forum will compile all of that information, plus all of the great history, handicapping, trends, etc., and put it into one big gotta-get edition of the Breeders' Cup Advanced Daily Racing Forum. Now, that advanced forum will happen on Wednesday. And if you can't get it where you get your forms now, you can always call Richie here in Las Vegas, and they'll arrange mailing you one, and we'll get that number to you when Richie comes up. All right, then you got we got that Breeders' Cup Advanced Edition. Now we start handicapping with the colors and the pens and all that stuff there, and we keep going back to it when we can because it's a lot of work, etc. Right? I mean, come on, we're gonna have that Breeders' Cup Advanced Edition right on the desk, right up until Breeders' Cup, because we keep. You know, we'll keep editing, we'll keep looking for angles, etc. We'll keep making notes on that. All right, then that, now 1 week from tomorrow will be the day when you have to enter into the specific race. And at that time, they'll do the post position draw, and then the die will be set. And then we're off to the races for the Breeders' Cup, okay? The Wednesday after that, October 30th, we'll be having a special Breeders' Cup preview show here on the YouTube channel only. Will not be simulcast anywhere else, on the YouTube channel only. You go to YouTube, South Point Studios streaming at 4 p.m. on October 30th. Myself, Jonathan Hardoon, John Lendo, and a host of other handicappers will be going over selected Breeders' Cup races, the races that they think are the most attractive. And, races where we can make some money on, obviously. All right, that'll happen on 4 o'clock that day. Then on Friday, day one of the two-day Breeders' Cup Championship, on Friday, November 1st, after the first day of Breeders' Cup is over, where all the two-year-olds will be the two-year-olds, stars of the future Breeders' Cup Day, after that's concluded at 6 p.m. Pacific time in the Grand View Lounge, which is adjacent to the racebook here at the South Point, Jonathan Hardoon and John Lendo and myself will be doing our annual Breeders' Cup seminar. Now, you can come out and join us. It's free. You come out and join us, and the lounge got the, you know, it's lounge seating. You'll have to be comfortable and nice and all that there. It's adjacent to the racebook, and we'll be going over that. That seminar will be simulcast only on the South Point website. South Point website. You go to the South Point website, you go to the race book, there'll be a link there, you click it, and you'll be able to see and hear the seminar if you're not here in person. Also that day, the Grand Ballroom will be open for the 2 days of the Breeders' Cup, and the Doors open at 9 a.m. Now, the next day, the big day, November 2nd, the big Breeders' Cup day, again, we'll be having a big celebration party of the Breeders' Cup up in the Grand Ballroom here at the South Point. Doors will open at 9 a.m. Now, there'll be a bank of betting windows. There'll be a bank of kiosks if you want to bet through the kiosks. There'll be food and drink specials. The big banquet tables will hold anywhere from 8 to 10 people there with plenty of room to lay out all your handicapping stuff and still enjoy food and beverage, etc. Huge theater screens so you can watch the Breeders' Cup as it happens, and several of the smaller screens for the other racetracks going on that day in case you want to make a bet on another racetrack. Betting stations, kiosks, food and drink specials, prize giveaway too. They're going to have prize giveaways there on that Saturday. So remember, November 1st and 2nd, the Grand Ballroom will be open, but the big day is November 2nd, and the doors will open at 9 a.m. for Breeders' Cup in celebration of our world championships. Really that simple. Everything I just told you is free, F-R-E-E free, including parking your car. So come on out and enjoy the Breeders' Cup with us. And if you come on out to the Breeders' Cup and you come out to either the seminar here, or the ballroom on the 2nd of November, myself and Jonathan and John will have a table there. We'll be playing the races with you and be happy to say hi to you if you want to come over and say hi and all that good stuff. We're just going to have a good time. So come on out with your friends. Bring your friends, too. There'll be plenty of – there's a big ballroom. It's a big room, okay? Last year it got full, though. It was last year it got filled up. So make sure you come on out and enjoy. You want to get here in time for the races anyhow, and the Breeders' Cup races do start early. All right, so we got that all planned out. Tomorrow begins the trek to the Breeders' Cup with the declaration entries tomorrow. And by the way, the pre-entries on tomorrow will be announced on Wednesday, and it'll be announced on FanDuel TV. They're going to go on FanDuel TV. They'll go down the rundown of those horses on the 23rd, Wednesday the 23rd, this coming Wednesday. It'll be on FanDuel at 9 a.m. Pacific time. And then game on! And we get started. Okay, good stuff, for sure. This morning, between yesterday and this morning, there is an absolute bevy of workouts of all of the Breeders' Cup horses around the country. There were workouts at Saratoga, at Belmont Park, at Keeneland, at Santa Anita. Too many to go into, but I can tell you this. A horse that I've been looking at, the two-year-old Ferocious, worked out at Keeneland, went a half a mile in 49 and one-fifth seconds, galloped out in 1:15 and one. Javier Castellano was aboard that horse. Javi, of course, as you know, has been sidelined with a hand injury, but he said he's going to be back at Aqueduct and start back in racing on Thursday. So Javier Castellano was on Ferocious, and he'll be in the workout at Keeneland. But he'll be back racing at Belmont at Aqueduct on Thursday. Torpedo Anna, another high-profile horse, worked at Saratoga on the Oklahoma training track, went a minute and 4/5 seconds for 5 furlongs. And at Belmont Park, one of the Chad Brown's, one of his top horses in his Breeders' Cup contingent, worked out Sierra Leone. Went 49.25 100 seconds at Belmont Park for his workout. And there were workouts, tons of them, all over the country yesterday. They all got into their workouts, etc. So now they'll have a couple of more, probably two more workouts before the Breeders' Cup. And they'll be making travel arrangements to get those horses to Del Mar for the Breeders' Cup down at Del Mar. All righty. Let's take a look at, oh, by the way, today we've got a couple of carryovers today. Pick six carryovers at both Belmont at Aqueduct and Keeneland. They left money on the table yesterday. So let's take a look at what happened there. All right, Keeneland yesterday. A couple of nice stakes races on tap. I believe the first of the two stakes races was the Perryville. Seventh race at 7 furlongs for three-year-olds. The winner there was a huge long shot, breaking from post 14 in Brunacini. Brunacini wins the Perryville with LaShawn Mikado aboard, okay? That's the jock that got the fine, right? That was the second win of the day, by the way, for Mikado. He wins for trainer Matthew Sims. and pays $58.16. Raced the 7 furlongs in 122.80, so he was moving along. The big favorite in the race, Bookham Dano, couldn't find any room. He was looking all over the place. He went between horses. He went down on the rail, but he couldn't get up in time to beat the big long shot, Brunicini, who, by the way, was eligible for a non-winner of two. All this horse did was break his maiden. But he wins the Perryville in a big upset yesterday. Finishing second was Bookham Dano, and Epic Ride finished third. And Mike Maker, Luis Saez, got together with a win in the eighth race with Paros. Finishing second in that race was Jonathan Hardoon and Rich Ang's selection, Irish Aces. And I can tell you, remember we were talking about Jonathan Hardoon. I'm going to ask him again. When the early money comes in on horses at Keeneland, it's almost deadly. This is what happened. Paros was 8-1 on the morning line. He wins the race at 5-2, pays $7.86. And Richie's and Jonathan's horse, Iris Aces, was 9-2 on the morning line, was the favorite at 6-5. And they both ran first and second. So the money showed in that race in the eighth there. The ninth race was the Raven Run at 7 furlongs for 3-year-old fillies. The winner there was the big favorite, Emery. Tyler Gaffalione's third win of the day for trainer Brad Cox, paid $4.50, outrunning My Main Squeeze and Fibber, who ran third. This is the fourth win out of five starts for Emery's short career, and her only other start, she finished second. So Emery wins the Raven Run for Cox and Gaffalione. Gaffalione's third win of the day. But I guess that $58 winner in the Perryville is the one that really put it over the top for a pick six carryover. So 5 out of 6 in the pick six paid $788.02. The late pick five with winners that paid $11.28, that started it out in the sixth race with a Safi Joseph Jr. trainee, Ira Ortiz Jr.'s second win of the day in Cape Trafalgar. Then you had the Perryville winner, 58-16. Then you got $7.80, $4.50, and $11.92 in the last race. Nobody put that together for the pick six, but that pick five, that pick five for 50 cents paid $13,434.77. I guess Luan Machado has made up enough money to get that $2,500 fine paid for yesterday. All right, Belmont at Aqueduct. The first race was real interesting yesterday at Belmont at Aqueduct. A horse called Locked won the race. All right, John Velasquez for Todd Pletcher paid $2.80. This horse hasn't run since finishing third in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile last November. He's back on the track now, and he comes back with a win in the first race. They say now they might be pointing Locked to the Cigar Mile next. So big stakes horse there, Locked, finally back on track, wins his comeback in the first race at Belmont at Aqueduct. Chad Brown and Flavian Pratt got together for back-to-back wins. They won the third race, the AWOD Stakes, with a valuation metric, paying $7.70, and then came back in the fourth race and won with Sale Leaseback, and paid $5.80. So they were back-to-back wins together, Pratt and Brown. Manny Franco got a win with Linda Rice in the sixth race in Treaty Obligation. That was a pick on the show from Jerry Jackowitz. Jerry Jackowitz gets the winner there at $9.80 in that race. Jonathan Ardoon also had a horse in there when we were going to do the Sirocco play, but that horse got scratched. So no harm, no foul there. Jerry wins with his selection in the sixth. And then we move to the other stakes race on the card, the Athenia, for fillies and mares, three-year-olds and up on the turf. The winner there was Child of the Moon, Manny Franco winning for Chad Brown. So Chad Brown had three wins on the day. The third win came with Manny Franco, Child of the Moon, paying $11 even. But Flavian Pratt did ride a Chad Brown horse in the race. That horse finished second. So Chad Brown finished first and second in the Athenia. Pratt ran second with the prerequisite. Finishing third in the race was Tufani. Rob Attriss had three wins on the card. Trainer Rob Attriss did. He wins the second race at 7:20, comes back in the eighth race at 13:80, and then he won the 11th race with Mason Mania with Kendrick Carmouche paying $9.10. That was the first of two wins on the day for Carmouche. He won the last race as well. Nobody had the pick six, though, yesterday at Aqueduct. And those winners were 7.80, 13 even, 26.60, 11 even, $9.10, and $9.90. But nobody put it together, so you got a carryover in the pick six. The fives paid $4,112. That last pick five of the day out at Belmont at Aqueduct, $11,796.75. So there were big pick fives to be had, both in the late ones at Keeneland and Aqueduct. Finally, at Santa Anita, we got Mike McCarthy and Umberto Rispoli won the early double. They went back-to-back with winners in the first race with Accuracy that won easily, paying $6.60. Was a runaway winner going wire-to-wire. In the second race, Fearless Soldier also went wire-to-wire at a mile and a quarter on the turf under Rispoli and paid $4.80. Both horses were owned by the Rapoli Stables as well. So, Rapoli Stables in Southern California. Both those horses, though, going wire-to-wire, the first and second race winners, were impressive, nice, just runaway winners. Edwin Maldonado and Doug O'Neill paired up to win the third race with Haywood paying $9.60. And then Phil D'Amato got a winner in the fifth race, and it wasn't a stakes, it wasn't a turf race either. Chili Philly won. I'm sorry. Joint Venture was the horse. Joint Venture paid $3.80. And in the Lure Stakes, by the way, Edwin Maldonado got his second win of the day in the seventh race with My Catherine Rose paying $8.60. Then in the eighth and featured race, the Lure Stakes. The winner there was Sumpter, Jonathan Ardoon's selection for us on the show. Sumpter with Mike Smith, trained by Richard Mandela, paid $10.80 in what I thought was the hardest handicap race to handicap on the card. Sumpter wins the Lure. Ironically, Mike Smith, who has racked up a ton of Breeders' Cup wins, his first Breeders' Cup win of his career came in 1992. On a horse called Lure. That's right, Lure in 1992. Sumpter's last win, by the way, was April of 2022, so he finally cracked that. Nice win there, outrunning my Hermano Ramon and El Potente, who finished third. And the pick six, as I say, was not hit. The last pick five paid $2,015.40. So we got a couple of pick six carryovers today. For your Sunday action. Gulfstream Park, the Florida Sire Stakes affirmed, was won by Rated by Merit with Jesus Rios paying $2.40 as the favorite there. And in the Susan's Girl division of that, Win and You're In wins for Miguel Vasquez paying $6.80. Finally, at Woodbine in the featured Ontario Derby, Dresden Row wins for Ryan Munger and Lauren Richards, paying $4.40, outrunning Bayless Out, and Roscar. But you gotta love this. One of the top trainers at Woodbine, Kevin Attard, had two wins on the card. He won the sixth race, and then he won the eighth race. One of the top trainers at Woodbine, that eighth race winner, paid $100.60 for the $2 win upset there at Woodbine. All right, well, you got everything you should know about yesterday, but we want to know what's happening today, so we'll be right back after this first break, get you your racing menu, and then off with our handicappers, so don't go away. We'll be right back. Get on YouTube and chat away in the chat box as well.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas. Chatters are chatting away on the chat box here on the Race Day show. A lot of activity going on. A lot of, talking about betting horses and certainly picking horses, that's for sure. As far as the weather is concerned, it's going to be great across the country. Look, the only spot they have any action going on as far as precipitation, etc., is in the four corners of, Utah, Arizona, New Mexico, and Colorado. And there's some snow still up in Colorado, so that's good for us here in Las Vegas with Lake Mead, with the Colorado River, that's for sure. Everything else is going to be great across the country. As far as the temperatures, Miami 83, New York 77, Chicago 78. Phoenix is nice, finally, 81 degrees there. Southern California is going to be 83, so it's going to be hotter than Phoenix, Arizona today. All right? Here's the menu of racetracks available today in the Racebook simulcast centers, racetracks around the country. First post times are Pacific, you know the deal. Because we're in the Pacific time zone, these will be the first post times rolling out in the books. Otherwise, if you're not in the Pacific time zone, adjust to it. Don't want you to miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. Okay, here we go. We got Laurel Park's going to start out the racing menu today. They have nine races at Laurel. They got a small pick six jackpot carryover of $8,102. First post time at Laurel set at 9:25. Next comes Belmont at Aqueduct. Belmont at Aqueduct, as you know, has a pick six carryover today. It's a traditional pick six carryover. That carryover stands at $44,954. 10 races today at Aqueduct and a first post time of 9:40. The feature race today comes early. Third race on the card, the Chelsea Flower Stakes for two-year-old fillies on the outer turf course at a mile and 16th. And like I said, the weather is just going to be great across the country today, so Aqueduct's going to be just fine. Fast and firm racing conditions. Going to be about 69 by the time they start racing at Belmont at Aqueduct today. Outer turf course has races 3, 7, and 10. Inner turf course races 1 and 9. As I say, the third race is the stakes race of the day, and that is at a mile and 16th. Seven go to the post before any scratches in that race, and the 9-5 favorite there is Opulent Restraint with Flavian Pratt. 10 races today at Aqueduct. First post time is at 9:40. 9:40 at Aqueduct today. Gulfstream Park, pick six jackpot carryover, $62,002. 10 races today at Gulfstream. First post time, 9:50. Keeneland Racecourse has nine races. Their feature race today is the Dowager. It's the eighth race on the card at a mile and a half on the turf for fillies and mares, three-year-olds and up. A field of 14 before any late scratches in that race. It is a wide-open affair. The morning line favorite at 3-1 is Nisi Marie with Joel Rosario aboard. Nine races at Keeneland today. Their pick six carryover. And just like Belmont at Aqueduct, it is a traditional regular pick six carryover format. $190,971 in the Keeneland pick six carryover today. Pick six starts in the fourth race, so it's a several-day carryover. $190,971 in the carryover in Keeneland. First post time is 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock this morning at Keeneland. All right, Woodbine is next. Woodbine's got a carryover there for their Super High 5 jackpot. Their Super High 5 jackpot carryover, $74,852. A couple of stakes races for 100 grand apiece. The third race is the South Ocean for two-year-old fillies. A field of 5, 2-8 to 5 favorite, I should say, is Brengen Girl. And that is the favorite there in the South Ocean. The Frost King is the eighth race on the card for two-year-olds at 6.5 furlongs. That field of 9 sees the 2-1 favorite as Unbridled Weather. So first post time at Woodbine for their two stakes races and the full card there of 10 races set at 10-10. 10-10 at Woodbine today. Pleasanton Racetrack. They're running up at Pleasanton, eight races today and a first post time at 12:45. 12:45 at Pleasanton today. Then we get to Santa Anita. Santa Anita has eight races. Their first post time is 1 o'clock. They have a pick six carryover. You have a pick six carryover at Belmont at Aqueduct, at Keeneland, and at Santa Anita today. When is the last time that happened? their carryover in the pick six at Santa Anita and a traditional regular pick six format. That is $36,682, just $36,682 in their pick six carryover. Eight races today at Santa Anita and a first post time of 1 o'clock. And then we wrap it up in Los Alamitos tonight. Yes, Los Alamitos. Nine races, one mixed breed, two thoroughbred, six quarter horse races. The last four will be quarter horse trials for three-year-olds at 400 yards. And first post time at Los Alamitos tonight is 5:45. They have a pick six carryover as well at Los Alamitos tonight of $11,346. So it's called carryover, I guess, pick six carryover Sunday here today. That's for sure. That's your menu. Let's go to Jonathan Hardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. Not only did Laura win the 92 Breeders' Cup, but he also won the 1993 Breeders' Cup, both at a mile, and he was trained by Shug McGahey.
Yeah, that was kind of a little fate going on there. He wins on a horse that hasn't won in, 2 years? And he wins the race named after the horse that he won his first Breeders' Cup with. I mean, he can't make this stuff up. And you can't make up the fact that you picked the hardest race of the day with a horse that hasn't won since April of 2022, and it gets there. Full moon over the handicap yesterday.
The stars were aligned. By the way, Ralph, as far as that horse Locked is concerned, you know, he was entered yesterday in the Perryville at Keeneland. He scratched out of there and opted for the first race at Aqueduct. So he was going to be every bit of 1-9, and he was. In that race to Perryville, what a tough trip for Bookham Dano. Irod Ortiz found all kinds of trouble, and Luann Machado beat him with the big price horse.
You know, and the thing about that was usually, Irod is just bullying his way through, but he couldn't even do that. He was just jammed up all over the place. And you get a horse that wins the race from 14 posts that was eligible for a non-winner of two, other than the maiden.
Yeah. He needed to get some luck with scratches in the race, and there ended up being a couple of scratches, so he drew in. And what an up-and-down week for Luann Machado. On Wednesday, they were going to hang him, and on Saturday, he won a couple of races, including the big stake race.
Well, your man Brad Cox has got winners all over the place. I know he's got a good contingent going for the Breeders' Cup. And like I said, all the main trainers all over the country, all the Breeders' Cup horses, worked out between yesterday and today, a ton of them all over the place today and yesterday. I'm not going to go into all of those workouts, but they're getting ready, that's for sure. He had a nice winner in the Raven Run, that filly, the three-year-old filly. She's won now her fourth out of five career starts. She only and the other start she finished second in Emerly. So he's got a nice filly.
Emery, yeah. He certainly does. I mean, all he does is have nice horses. He's going to be loaded. He has Idiomatic. He'll be prepared. I have total faith in him.
Well, and you'll no doubt broadcast that on all of our specials that we're going to have here during the week of Breeders' Cup. Hey, look, there's pick six carryovers at all the big main tracks, including Los Alamitos. So, we need some help here, buddy.
Well, we'll help you in three of the four tracks. Los Alamitos, Ralph, not even you could pull a race out of me for that place.
No, I don't want to. Until of course, we get to the thoroughbreds there. Then I can yank winners out of you.
Correct.
Okay.
Well, the first radio place is going to come at Belmont at Aqueduct, looking at the eighth race today. And I like the number six horse in here, Trade Secret. This is a five-year-old mare who was claimed two starts back by Rudy Rodriguez. He gave her one race at Saratoga, and then he's freshened her up. He brings her back in an allowance race where she can't be claimed. She's listed at 6-1 on the morning line. Flavian Pratt aboard to ride. I like number six, Trade Secret, to win today's eighth race out at Belmont at Aqueduct.
Okay, eighth race at Aqueduct, the six, Trade Secret. Flavian Pratt aboard. Jonathan Hardoon's play the six in the eighth race. Jonathan, can I tell you this? Flavian Pratt is not only winning for main clients like Brad Cox and Chad Brown, but he's getting to win races for a lot of other guys in New York. He's really getting a foothold not only there, but in Keeneland as well.
And it's amazing, Ralph. You know, he's riding for low-profile barns in New York. You know, usually these top guys only like to stick to the big shots, but he's given everybody a chance, and it's certainly good news, and it certainly is good for him and for the game. Let's go to Keeneland, Ralph. Look at race number six. And here's a pick six single for everybody. It's a mile on the turf. Mile on the turf, number three, Leo Toro, a three-year-old filly from the Brian Lynch barn. Lynch is 3-for-12 at the meet. This horse has five career starts, and she's improved in each and every one of them. Declan Cannon aboard to ride, full field of 12. I like number three, Leo Toro. Sixth race today out at Keelan.
Did you hear that, folks? He said this is his pick six singleton in the sixth race, the three, Leo Toro, the three in the sixth at Keelan. One more, then we'll let you go.
Fourth race today at Santa Anita, 6.5 furlongs. It's not down the hillside. It's on the flat. And I like the number eight horse in here, Uncle John. Four-year-old gelding from the Peter Yurton barn. Goes back to the turf today. Cuts back in distance. I love the rider switch to Antonio Frasu. 4-1 in the morning line. I like number eight, Uncle John, to win today's fourth race out at Santa Anita.
Well, everybody has to have an Uncle John. And so in this race, in the fourth race, take one of your favorite relatives' namesake and get it done. Number eight, Uncle John, the eight in the fourth race at Santa Anita. Jonathan Hardoon's play. By the way, Jonathan, who is an uncle someday, I guess. In any case.
Well, I'm an uncle. I got seven or eight. Last I checked, it was seven or eight nieces and nephews. So
good enough. Then your Uncle Jonathan will get there, that's for sure. And, of course, again, that's the fourth race, number eight at Santa Anita. Full sheets for Santa Anita. Aqueduct, Belmont at Aqueduct, of course, and at Keeneland, available right now at your website.
JonHardoon.com.
All right. Thanks a lot, Uncle Jonathan.
See you, Ralph. Talk to you Wednesday. I'm sure we'll have a soapbox about something.
Yeah, okay.
Be well.
Thank you. Thank you, my man. Okay. We're moving ahead on the show. So next up comes Rich Eng with a selection, a couple of horse selections, and an NFL selection for today. Don't go away.
Tunnel Towers helped so many people. As a player of the Mets, I feel like for me, I have a responsibility to give back, especially to a cause that's authentically New York. And I just want to show appreciation for those brave men and women who really do a massive service, not just in New York, but everywhere. Hey, I'm Pete Alonso. Let's go Mets, and let's help the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Go to T2T.org for more information about how your donation can make a difference.
Thank you, buddy.
There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation and their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting t2t.org.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas, let's go out to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
All right, Richie, let's get started with the NFL here today. Pro football, it's already started a half a world away, but we got plenty of games on this Sunday. I believe this is, what, the seventh Sunday already of NFL?
Yeah, week number seven of the NFL, and the game over in England right now, they're coming to halftime, and the Jacksonville Jaguars lead 14-10 over the New England Patriots, for those who got up early and bet that game. But as far as a pick for today, Ralph, in the NFL, let's go to game number 453-454. It's the Seattle Seahawks against the Atlanta Falcons. I like the Falcons minus the three over Seattle. A couple angles here, Ralph, and the fact that the Falcons started out the season slow, but the last few weeks – Kirk Cousins of the offense has been really humming, and the defense has gotten better every week under their head coach and a defensive coordinator, Quinn. Seattle went 3-0 the first 3 weeks, 0-3 since, and they're trending in the negative direction. They're 1-5 against the spread so far this year. Let's go with the Atlanta Falcons.
All right. One's going one way, one's going another way, and we're taking the one that's going in the right direction, and that is the Atlanta Falcons minus 3 in the NFL. A couple of second-place finishers yesterday, Richie, and at least one of them got in a lot of trouble. That's the race to Keeneland. And the other one in Santa Anita just finished second to a horse that just ran away with the race. But we'll do better today. Where are we going with picks?
Yeah, I hope people use my horses, back them up, or use them in exactas, because the last six horses I've given out have all run second round. A little snake bit. Let's go to race two at Keeneland. It's maiden claiming 20. And here's a horse, Ralph, the number 4, Air It Out. That, you know, I don't care what his buyers look like. I don't care what his rag is in the sheets or, any of those look like. Yeah. But this horse was claimed by Steve Asmussen, who doesn't claim many horses, and he legs up his son, Keith Asmussen. If you notice a couple things, gelded the horse immediately after claiming for $30,000, puts the blinkers on, and drops the horse in for $20,000. I'm convinced this is a family affair of dad trying to get his son in the winner's circle. Let's go with number 4, Air It Out, race 2, Keeneland.
Looks like a fire sale there in the second race at Keeneland, number 4, Air It Out, the 4, Air It Out in the second race at Keeneland. And folks, I'd make sure I bet this horse went in place. All right, what's next?
Race 2, Santa Anita. It's 6 furlongs on the grass. I'm giving a horse out that I gave out the last time this horse ran on the radio, number 10, Mas Rapido. This horse ran well for second last time out, and I don't mind the outside post because this horse is a stalker, closer type. Let's see if we can do a little better today, Ralph. At 4-1, Umberto Rispoli, the 10, Mas Rapido, race 2.
Mas Rapido, or however you want to pronounce it, we're going to make it a winner. In the second race, the 10 horse is Richie's selection. Don't forget, Richie's got full sheets for both Keeneland and Santa Anita, available right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. Richie, we'll let you get back to the early football game, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Yeah, thank you, Ralph. And by the way, good luck to the UNLV Rebels. Congratulations for a really gutsy win last night.
Yeah, the Rebels are going in the right direction. I like the coach. I like the team here in Las Vegas, our college football team, that's for sure. Thanks a lot, Rich.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
We'll be back to wrap it up with John and Jerry, so don't you do it. Don't go away.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show. Every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge, The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our 7 specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
$1 million will be on the line for a field of top juveniles at Los Alamitos. It's the running of the Golden State Million Futurity on Sunday, October 27th. They'll be dreaming of riches, led by fastest qualifier, American Dreamin'. This filly was simply sensational in the Golden State Million Trials. Plus, Lethal Cowboy 123 and Big Bang Rocket will be looking to repeat their big trial wins. And can Ultimate Battle win a Futurity after 2 runner-up finishes? The Golden State Million Futurity, Sunday, October 27th.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, back on Pick 6 Carryover Sunday. Pick 6 carryovers all over the place today. Now we're going to go out to John Lindo standing by. John, looks like you're in the studio where you do your radio program this morning.
Yeah, good morning, Ralph. I am. We're going to have a guest host on our show, which is me today. Mike Willman usually hosts Thoroughbred LA, but I'll do the hosting duties today. LA.com. You can listen to us. And I'm going to have a special guest in the first hour there, too. I'm going to get you on for a little bit. We haven't had you on for quite a while.
Yeah, I guess everybody was busy watching the football game this morning. But I'll jump in and say hi to you guys out there and all your great audience there in Southern California. Hey, look, we got carryovers and pick sixes all over the place today, John. And of course, the Breeders' Cup horses worked out all over the country. I'm sure there were plenty in Southern California. I know Phil D'Amato had his contention out there as well.
Yeah, it was a busy day yesterday. A few of the Baffords, and in fact, I'm going to have one of our clockers from Southern California in the 9 o'clock hour of our show to kind of go over those because I didn't get a chance to do it this morning on the way up to the show. So get all those details on about 9:10 this morning on Thursday. So I wish I had more details for you there, but the travel kind of interrupted me from doing that.
Well, that's okay. That's why they should tune into your show. Tell them how to get it.
ThoroughbredLA.com, all one word, or if you can listen to the station here, the Angels Radio app at AM 830 in Los Angeles.
All right, so it's the Angels Radio app or Thoroughbred LA, right?
That's correct, yes.
And of course, if they're in Southern California, you can hear it over the airwaves there.
Just tune it in on AM 830 on if you still have an AM radio dial in your car.
Yeah, I do, but I can tell you I don't use it that much, that's for sure. In any case, we got pick six carryovers all over the place. You got two sheets. You got the Linda Report for Keeneland and at Santa Anita. So we'll let you start getting ready for your show, cut to the chase, and get a couple of winners out of you.
Well, let's go to Keeneland first in race number three. Number eight, Cheetah Lady, chased a good filly home in Isle of Capri over at Kentucky Downs. She ran a winning race, even though she got beat that day. I think she's a better filly than the filly she faces in this maiden race at Keeneland. If you get the 4-1 morning line, you take it here. Number eight, Cheetah Lady, race number three at Keeneland.
All right, third race at Keeneland, number eight, Cheetah Lady, the eight in the third race at Keeneland, in the third race today at Keeneland, number eight. And then we'll go to Santa Anita.
At Santa Anita, also race number three. Number four, Make It a Large, was eliminated at the start, debuting in a turf sprint last time against the straight maidens. Drops in for a tag, switches to dirt. She's bred for the dirt. And the key here is trainer Brian Corner, much second time out with his horses. I expect a big forward move today. If we get 6-1 on the morning line, it's a very fair price. Race number three at Santa Anita, number four, Make It a Large.
All right, in the fourth race, third race at Santa Anita, number four. The third race at Santa Anita, number four, Make It a Large. And that's John Linda's pick off the Linda Report. I got to remind everybody out there again that the Linda Report is available each and every Southern California, each and every day he publishes a Linda Report. It's available right here at the South Point Racebook, free of charge to the players here, okay? It's really that simple. The Linda Report today, for all of Keeneland and all of Santa Anita, available here, complimentary at the South Point Racebook. And this is the only place that you can get the Linda Report here in Las Vegas at the South Point Racebook, free of charge, because they love horse players. And the Linda Report, of course, is comprehensive. It gives you selections in each race, gives you a suggested late pick four that hit at the beginning of the week for $700 for a $13 layout, and all the goody information as well. So remember the Linda Report, Santa Anita and Keeneland today here at the South Point Racebook. Before I let you go, John, I do want to ask, the first two races yesterday were won by trainer Mike McCarthy, Umberto Rispoli. Both of the horses went wire to wire. They were both owned by the Rapoli stables. Is this something that we're going to get used to, or is Rapoli going to have a stable out there in Southern California?
Mike has quietly bought a number of cowbreds and some other. He's trying to support the Southern California racing industry. He knows that we're struggling with horse inventory out here, and he's really trying to do a little good for us and put some horses in the barns out here for Mike McCarthy. So it was nice to see him get a couple of winners out here. We need owners like that to step up. The horse inventory, you know, we know it's been a struggle out here. Mm-hmm. And for him to do that and to get a couple wins yesterday, it was nice to see.
Yeah, Rapoli Stable, you know, he's really trying to help, you know, the racing industry all the way around. And it was nice to see. And those two horses were just, they ran off. I mean, they were just superior in their races, that's for sure. All right,
yeah,
John.
There wasn't a whole lot of passing on the main track yesterday at Santa Anita Route.
No, there wasn't. We're getting ready to do your show. You get ready to do your show, and we'll talk to you in a bit.
You got it, Ralph. Good luck today.
Thank you, John. Now we're going to go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by with his Giants hat today. His Giant hat is there. Good morning, Jerry. And okay,
good morning.
We got to get you a hat.
I'm ready for both. I'm ready on both coasts.
We got to get you a hat.
New York plate.
Got to get you a hat that, you know, has the Raiders and the Giants on it, split hat, maybe.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I can do that. That sounds really hard. I don't know if I can walk straight.
I tell you one thing. I think that, you know, probably you're a longer Giants fan than a Raiders fan.
Oh, yeah. No, since I'm 8 years old.
Yeah. So. All right.
When I was 8 years old, I didn't even watch the Giants. I only listened to them, Marty Glickman and Aldi Regardis on Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon. That was really it.
There you go.
I go into my bedroom, close the door, lock it, and just leave me alone. I'm into these guys.
Well, the yeah, you're dating yourself for
so
sure.
Excited.
That's for sure. Anyhow, looking at either Aqueduct or Santa Anita, any trends there that we should be aware of before you give us a pick?
You know, nothing out of the norm. I don't have anything to.
Okay, all right. So
specifically point towards, you know, it's, you know, the aqueduct racing has been very good this fall. The Santa Anita racing has been kind of weak in my opinion.
Santa Anita is kind of like Santa Anita, and Aqueduct's been strong. Okay, now on Wednesday, we're going to have you back on Wednesday, obviously. And on Wednesday, I have a few questions for you about the power pages that my listeners have asked me to ask you. So we'll get to that
sure.
on Wednesday.
Oh, great. Okay, so we'll do that.
Yeah.
I just want to make one comment about yesterday's play, Treaty Obligation, which won off at paid end of paid 980. If you had the power page plus, you saw I had a morning line value line of 4-5. Mm-hmm. I said it on the radio that you know, I thought the horse was even money 4-5. I mean, on the show.
Right.
So what happens when you get a horse that you think should be even money and is 4-1? The answer is simple.
Bet more.
That's when you double your wager.
Bet more, right.
And you make sure that you don't overweight anything so that you destroy that out. You're trying to get this full of that 4-1.
Mm-hmm.
You want that. That's like a, instead of making $2, which would be the right put, you know, you put up two, you get two.
Yeah.
You get another two, and another two. That's a tremendous premium.
Yeah, you got to get when you get the positive like that, you got to jump on it. We've got a minute now to do two races, and I know you can do it. Let's go to Aqueduct.
Okay, so let's go to our first race. We're going to go to Aqueduct. We're going to go out here to the sixth race, number 9, Focus Pocus, Rudy Wright. This is almost exactly the same setup as yesterday, but my price is at least 2-1.
Okay.
And that's the 9 horse in the 6th race.
Mm-hmm.
The handicapping's almost the same.
Uh-huh.
Different trainer. 9/1, 2, 5, 8, and 11.
Wow, that's a long spread there. That's 5 horses. 9/1, 2, 5, 8, and 11. And reverse. The 9 is the key, though. 5-1 on the morning line. We'll wait and see what he closes at. Let's go to Santa Anita.
Let's go to the second race. Number 10, Mas Rapido from the unbelievably hot Papa Bedromo. There's a trend for you.
Yeah.
Take the 10 over the 2, 3, 5, and 7. Reverse for a break even. I'm on the 10. I'll go down to 8-5 here.
All right. The 10 horse, Mass Rapido. The 10 is the key. The link ups are 2, 3, 5, and 7 and reverse. We have a good housekeeping handicapping seal of approval in this race because Rich Eng also came with this horse. So Jerry and Rich are both on the 10. And Jerry's link ups are 2, 3, 5, and 7 and reverse. Power pages for all of Santa Anita and all of Belmont at Aqueduct today available right now at jerryjspowerpage.com on this Pick 6 Carryover Sunday. Pick 6 Carryovers at Santa Anita, at Keeneland, at Aqueduct, even at Los Alamitos tonight. And until Wednesday, we have one more thing to say. And Jerry now switching his hat to his Raiders hat. We'll say it. Go ahead and say it, Jerry.
Have a great race day, everybody.
See you Wednesday.